Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. There's nothing so useless as doing efficiently that which should not be done at all. Okay, that was a quote from Peter Drucker. And basically it's saying there's a lot of people in this world who are very, very productive at doing useless things. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And over the years of working with entrepreneurs and hearing stories from busy parents, busy teachers, aspiring authors, even aspiring professional athletes, is that, you know, as John Candy said in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. You can be going really fast down a road, driving like a professional race car driver, but if you're going the wrong way, you're going to lose the race, right? Of course. Of course. It's like trying to get to California from New York by going east. It's not the best way of doing things, even if you are flying, okay? So you can probably get there faster other ways if you go in the right direction. What I want to focus on in this episode, episode 150 of Early to Rise Radio, is that if you're struggling, that is, if you're stuck and struggling, and I came up with that because I have marbles in my mouth sometimes, but if you feel like you're very busy during the course of the day, you have a lot of activity but no accomplishment, you're going to get massive breakthroughs from the ideas that I share in today's show. They're going to help you make more money, work less, improve your life, basically. And the reason why I'm able to do that is because I've spent the last 20 years focused on my own personal development, productivity, and efficiency, but also in doing the hard work of stepping back and thinking. So I'm going to unlock this for you. There's one key that you have to do. And when you do this key activity, you will unlock your success. So let's move into it. Now, Early to Rise Radio is totally ad-free because it's brought to you by my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula. Okay, we're going to talk a lot about The Perfect Day Formula and how structure equals freedom and how to own your day and control your life. And if you want to get a copy of that, go to freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast and get that because it will change your life. We have now officially sold over 50,000 copies of the book just on our own. We haven't had any major publication houses promoting us. It's just been word of mouth getting out there because it's helped so many executives and CEOs and professional athletes and actors and actresses, authors, and small business owners like myself and like you probably, because if you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your day. And again, what I've discovered over the years of working with entrepreneurs like yourself and like myself, as I once was, is that a lot of people are waking up and they're spending a lot of time in these long morning routines. They're spending a lot of time doing activities that don't actually move them ahead. For example, there was a business owner I knew, a gym owner, because I, you know, came from the world of gyms. You know, these days I coach people, a lot of accountants and financial people, not just gym owners. I coach a lot of real estate agents and video companies as well. But back in the day when I was really working with gym owners, there was a guy I knew. He was not a client of mine, but a guy that I knew who was very proud of his ability to clean a bathroom very fast. So he would go into his gym every morning and clean the bathroom. And all of the more successful gym owners, because I was in a gym business group at the time, we always like, hey, buddy, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. That is a waste of your time. And that is a great example of the lost warrior, someone who is willing to work and grind and hustle. But when they work and grind and hustle on the wrong things, it never moves their business ahead. And that person, as far as I know, is still operating one gym, barely getting by. And this is over 15, this is almost 20 years ago. It's back in 2002. And so many of us other guys have and gals have gone on to so much more greatness because this lost warrior continues to work really hard but not know what direction in which to go. If you resonate with any of that, you're going to love this show because I'm going to help you figure out how to avoid that and only do things you're great at. Now, I'll explain that in a second, but first this from Fortune Magazine. I get one of their newsletters every morning that I read with breakfast after I've done a ton of work. And I love this little analogy. So this Fortune Magazine was doing a survey of companies, 2,000 global executives, and asked them, hey, you know, all these new technologies coming into the world, AI and Internet of Things and blockchain and drones and VR and AR. AR is augmented reality, 3D printing. And they asked two questions. Which of the following technologies is most important to your strategy today? And which of the following technologies will be the most important to your strategy in 3 years? So nearly half of them said that artificial intelligence, AI, was going to be the most important in 3 years. But when they said what they were working on today, you know, what's the most important thing today, they were all talking about robotic process automation. So a third of them chose that. Only 20% chose AI. So think about that. In the long run, AI is most important, but hardly any of them were focusing on it. And they were focusing on process automation because that was a result, you know, that provided them quick savings. But the thing is, it doesn't change anything in the long run. And they had a really, really great phrase here. It says, oftentimes you're doing stuff, you're automating processes that aren't even that good. So they're spending time on automation, but they're automating things that suck. Now, if they fix those things and they invested in artificial intelligence to improve the business, they wouldn't have to automate processes that suck. And that's the same as that gym owner who was cleaning his bathroom. He wasn't focused on the vision, on the long term of the business. Instead, he was just focused on the day-to-day. How can I get better at cleaning toilets? And that is why 20 years later, he is still cleaning toilets. Ouch. Ouch. Here's the flip side. I am really bad at cleaning a toilet. I will never clean a toilet in my life because I ain't going to jail. And that's where you have to clean toilets for sure. But I ain't going there. So here's the thing. I will spend, let's say you give me 5 hours to clean a toilet. I will spend 4 hours and 59 minutes looking for somebody else and finding somebody else to clean the toilet and convincing them to clean the toilet and trading with them to clean the toilet. And if I have to write an essay for them, if I have to go and do a video sales letter or do a podcast for them, something that's much harder and even takes longer, I will do it because I'm great at those things rather than clean a toilet. That's the mindset you have to get into. I'm really bad at everything, but that which I am great at. I don't know how to make a website. I don't know how to edit a video. I can barely turn on my iPhone. This is serious and true. Every single time I turn my iPhone off, you know, because you have to reset it because, you know, some app might need to be rebooted or whatever you call it. Every time I do that, I still don't truly understand how to turn my iPhone on. And I hold it for 2 seconds and it doesn't turn on and I start to sweat. Then I hold it for 6 seconds and it doesn't turn on and I'm like freaking out. And then like if I hold it for like 3.178 seconds, it seems to magically turn on, but not always. But eventually I get it on or I get somebody else to turn it on. But I'm so bad with technology, but that allows me to not do any tech stuff and allows me to only do the stuff that I'm great at, which is creating content and teaching you the discipline that I'm going to teach you today, giving you the rituals and routines that establish your success. Now, for me, I've got a 3-step plan. I get up early and I work on my number one priority. So actually, I get up earlier than everybody. So I get up an hour and a half earlier than everyone in my house, including my dog, and I go to work. I go right to work, the farm boy morning routine. And I know my number one priority from planning on it the night before, and I go to work on it immediately. And step three is I use my rules to create powerful rituals and routines to overcome the innate obstacles in my mind and the obstacles and temptations and distractions that come into my life. Think about that for a second. In order to do those things, get up earlier, know my number one priority and work on it immediately, and create powerful rituals and routines using my rules, what do I have to do? I have to know thyself. I have to spend time in introspection and reflection to know myself and know my weaknesses. And when I do that, I win at the game of life. Now, your day is 1 a.m, and I tell everybody, get up 15 minutes earlier, take advantage of the quiet time to work on your number one priority in life. But most people don't even know that number one priority. And when they don't know that and they don't put time on their side and they don't take control of their days, here's what happens. They don't have structure. And we all know from my book that structure equals freedom and discipline equals power. If you understand those two equations, you'll live an extraordinary life. But most people don't know the rules. They don't have their operating system because they don't know themselves well enough. They haven't spent time thinking about what really matters. You have to know basically two things in order to know yourself. You have to know what really matters, and you have to know what stops you from doing the right things. Think about that for a second. If you know that what really matters to you in your life is making about $250,000 a year personal income, so that you can live on a certain street, give your children a certain lifestyle, and take a certain number of vacations, and you're not a really big vacation person, so you just want to go to the lake or whatever. And that's really all you need. And you know that if you need to do that, then you really only need about work about 35 hours a week so that you can have time with your kids. But here you take a look at your life and you're working 14-hour days and you're making $550,000 a year and you're spending it on stupid stuff, mostly stupid stuff to make up to your spouse and to your kids for the time that you're away from them. You don't know yourself. And so you're operating in a way, you're driving really fast down the wrong way. And John Candy is standing there, God rest his soul, our rest in peace, John Candy. He's standing there saying, you're going the wrong way. And if Steve Martin actually said that in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I feel bad. My memory is that John Candy said it. Anyways, you understand what I mean, right? That person does not know themselves. And they also don't realize, like, if they're chasing that 550, they're probably chasing that 550 and all the toys in life because they are spending time with other people who live the same life and have the toys, and they're not noticing that they are impacted by this, and they are not noticing that that's detrimental to their real life and what matters. And so they built the wrong operating system. If you built the wrong operating system, if you install the wrong operating system in a device, it's ineffective. Like if you try and put, I don't even know if you can do this, so techies, give me a break here. But if you put Android operating system into an iPhone, it's ineffective. You have to have the right operating system in there. You have to have iOS or whatever it is. And what you're doing, if you're not in the right place in life, you've installed the wrong operating system. You're chasing the wrong things because you don't know what matters. And you're letting your distractions and temptations take control of your time because you haven't recognized what stops you from being effective. Oftentimes in the ambitious entrepreneur, what we see is that they want to get up and do a million things in the morning routine. You've heard me rant about morning routines so many times. So most people are getting up, and I'm going to do this shtick again because it's a great shtick and everybody loves it. You're getting up and you're doing gratitude journaling, freeform journaling, and then you're doing meditation, yoga, you're doing some exercise, and then you're watching a couple of motivational videos on YouTube, and then you do interpretive dance, ball, and then the next thing you know, it's been 3 hours since you've been up and you've gotten nothing done. Nothing has been accomplished. Yeah, you've been in a lot of activity, but nothing's gotten done. And therefore, you're stressed. And now you're checking your email and your Instagram and your text messages. And then it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And you got to get home for dinner. And you're like really, really depressed and anxious and frustrated and overwhelmed. And oh my goodness, your spouse feels the same way. And so you better buy them something at the store on the way home in order to make up for it. So you spend $100, $150, $500 on a gift to make up for the time that you wasted. And that's life for a lot of people. And it's a bad place for the ambitious entrepreneur because it leads somebody to being the anxious entrepreneur. The anxious entrepreneur is a person that has no clue what to do, runs around like a chicken with their head cut off, and they end the day so anxious. They're oftentimes more the beginner side of the entrepreneur, but they're so anxious and they end up having the anxiety attacks that I did back in 2006. I don't want that to happen to you. So yesterday I was on a coaching call with this guy, Andy. He's one of my clients from Australia. I have so many clients from Australia. They love me down there. You know, I'm not big in Japan, but I am definitely big in Australia. And so Andy, former Special Forces guy, super disciplined. But he's too disciplined because he's getting up in the morning, he's doing a long meditation, he's doing a long workout, he's doing all this stuff, but he sets his own schedule. And so I read him the Riot Act and said, Andy, you can work out at lunchtime. He says, yeah, but sometimes I don't do it. I go, you're special forces, man. You don't skip workouts. You love working out too. So it's important to him and he's going to do it. So I learned this years ago through self-reflection and introspection that working out at lunchtime is much better for my business than even for myself than working out first thing in the morning. There's also physiological issues with working out first thing in the morning. Your body's not limber. Your low back is more susceptible to injury. So if you train later in the day, you actually have a greater performance and your body is more prepared and probably less at a risk of injury. So don't train first thing in the morning. Go to work. Farm boy morning routine. So Andy's on that. I have another client, longtime client, met this guy in 2011. He's been in and out of my coaching programs for years. Sean Hadsell lives in America, great copywriter. And he was writing copy starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he would say to me, man, Craig, I'm just not getting the copy done. We're not having the huge breakthroughs with our Facebook ads. I said, man, what are you doing in the morning? Hour of power, you know, gratitude, Bible devotions, exercise, and some mind movies and all this stuff. I say, hey, listen, I believe in this. I believe in your hour of power. And I believe in you working out. You're ripped at, you know, 50 years old. You're looking great. But that stuff's so important to you. You would do it at any time of day. Copywriting is important to you, but you're not getting it done because you're trying to do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to shift that back. You're going to do it earlier. Because when he tried to do his copywriting at 10 in the morning, he also knew that his team was up and wanted to ask him questions. Now, if he starts writing copy at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, not too crazy early. He doesn't have to join the 5 a.m. club for this. But now his team is not asking him questions. He can write copy in a great flow. Many authors actually believe it's best to write first thing in the morning when your mind is in a dreamlike state. And so Sean was like, you were right. He didn't want to change it. You know, he came to one of my workshops and he didn't want to change it. Sure enough, he did. And, you know, on track for an 8-figure business and crushing it in life, crushing it. Next up, I have a client named Natalia, a very successful business coach to women down in California. And so, you know, you got the West Coast lifestyle that I'm fighting against here when I give this advice. But I just wrote out a new schedule for her because she's a little overwhelmed. And I'm going to share it with you down below. One other thing that I told her is that it's not win or lose, it's win or learn. Not win or lose, it's win or learn. What a great phrase, right? You're not going to lose, you're not going to fail. You're going to go in, and either you're going to have a victory or you're going to learn a great lesson which will allow you to have a victory in the future. I've talked a little bit about this book that I read in 2019 about, it's called Eisenhower, and obviously it's about Eisenhower. And what I found out was, you know, before D-Day, they really messed up with their invasion of Northern Africa. That was the first invasion for American troops. They did Northern Africa, and then they screwed up some invasions into Italy. But all this stuff they learned there paid off in the big one, D-Day. So, you know, they won all those battles too, but they learned. So it was, for them, it was win or learn big time. And, you know, we're very fortunate that it was. Now, that brings us back to you. We are where we are in life right now, either struggling or successful because of our past choices. And now there are only two options. You can either try and doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and not get anywhere, or you can accept the fact that you need to change and then make the change. But complaining is not an option. Complaining is not an option. You need to harness the power of that frustration. You know, frustration can either be a fuel for your fire to go faster, or it can be the final feeling that feeds into failure. And I don't want it to be the final feeling that feeds into failure. Instead, I want it to be the fuel for your fire to go faster. That's what I choose. You know, I've got frustrations in life. I was just mentioning this to my coaching clients last week. One of my friends, Joel Marion, went to Brendon Burchard's mastermind. I saw them posting about it and they were like, hey, you know, collectively we have 10 billion views on YouTube or something. I was like, 10 billion? I went and looked at my YouTube. I have 15.5 million views. I'm like, you know what? There's another level for me to play at and I got to change my game. I got to improve my game here. I wasn't envious of them. I was disappointed in myself and I was frustrated. I'm going to use that frustration to fuel myself to go farther. Because remember, listen, if you are in that struggling position, or even if you're like, making $1 million, but you're like, man, I'm going through this $1 million pretty fast, and I still want a greater life for my family. And I know that, you know, the more money you get, the more money you can spend. Like Joel Marion at my mastermind in January, he was talking about, yeah, I just took my family on a $120,000 vacation. And, you know, Joel didn't say that to impress us, but to impress upon us that you can do whatever you want when you have the right high income skills. And Joel has an email list of 25 million people, and he has, you know, sold hundreds of $1 million of supplements because he's adding value to the world. And that allows him the financial freedom to do whatever he wants. And I know a lot of people are going, man, $120,000, that's what I make every year. And he spent it on a vacation because he can. So even if you're at the $1 million mark or you're at the struggling mark, but you're frustrated, understand this, it is always darkest before the dawn. And when I was frustrated, I shared this frustration with my girlfriend, Michelle, and she gave me the greatest advice. She gave me really great advice. I can't remember exactly how she said it, but you know, she looked at me and said, these folks are no smarter than you, and you just need to stop holding back, and you need to get in front of more audiences, and you take a look at Joel, and that guy will hammer down on everybody's door until he makes the sale that he knows people need him to make, but you won't. And I was like, man, that was some tough advice to take, some tough words, but she was so right. And it was so funny because so many of my mentors have said that to me in the past, but it never really got me to take action until she said it. She's so wise with people, and I'm so grateful for her. She's the best coach I've ever had. And so it was dark before my dawn, and everyone is going to go through dark days and dips, but not quitting is what separates success from failure. Okay, I'm not quitting on this. I'm going to get my 1 billion views, and there will be days when I don't get my 1 billion views. I'm going to struggle. I had a post go up on my Instagram yesterday that did not have the impact that I wanted to. But I can't quit because of that. I can't quit because I got, you know, a client went on hold yesterday. I can't quit because, you know, my LinkedIn guys aren't operating fast enough. I can't quit because my marketing team is charging me a lot of money, but I don't feel like I'm getting the results there. That's okay. I'm not going to quit. There's going to be days like that. Just never give up on what is important to you. So let's go and grow. Let's really put some time into figuring you out. Introspection and self-reflection. What you're going to need to do the rest of this is that you're going to need my time journal. And you can get this in a perfect day planner from craigballantyne.com. It's just a digital download. So go and get that time journal from craigballantyne.com. Go to the free gift section. Then you're going to need a pen and just a regular journal or notebook to keep track. Because you're going to ask yourself some questions. The way that I look at this is the more you know about yourself, the better your results. And this goes for your fitness. The more that you know that, oh my goodness, potato chips are my weakest vice, I got to keep them out of the house, the better results you're going to get, right? Because if they're not in the house, you're not going to eat them. And everything that I'm talking about today, I either learned in the weight loss world or applies to the weight loss world, right? If you track your diet, you will get better results. If you track your time, you will get better productivity, but only if you know what you should be doing. So the more you know about you, including what matters, the better your results. So the first thing I want you to do using that time journal from craigballantyne.com is track how you spend your time every day. I want you to write down what you're doing and how you feel and why you're doing it. So if you find that 10:30 in the morning, you're scrolling Instagram because you're bored and hungry, well, you don't need to fix stopping the scrolling of Instagram. You need to fix the bored and hungry, and then you won't scroll Instagram. So don't put the Band-Aid on Instagram when you keep on jabbing a knife into your leg, right? You got to fix not just the symptoms, you got to fix the root cause of things. And that's what you'll be able to figure out when you track your time. You're going to identify your habits, good and bad. Okay, you are going to identify your magic time, the time of day when you're three times more productive, creative, and energetic, and you're going to fit your most important tasks. As I say, match your energy levels with your toughest tasks. You're going to write down your routine, and you're going to identify how you can improve it. I'll talk about watching the movie of your day every day. That's how you improve it. You're going to identify temptations and obstacles that you have to eliminate. If you find that you are drinking too much caffeine, too much coffee, too many monsters, too much Red Bull, too much Rockstar, whatever it is, you need to identify that. You need to eliminate it so it's not within your local or global environment so that you don't have easy access to it. And you need to get an accountability partner, and you need to share it on the internet that you are no longer drinking more than one coffee or two coffees per day. This is how I stopped swearing back in 2011. I went to my email list of 151,000 people and said, I no longer curse or swear. whatever. I'm not sure if there's a difference. Anyways, so I said that, and within 4 days, I stopped swearing. Done. Over. Because I did not want to meet somebody and swear in front of them and them say, hey, you said, so I don't trust you about anything if you can't keep to this. That's the power of public accountability. So identify your temptations and obstacles and then tell the world that you're going to change. So the more you know about you, the better your results. Spend time in introspection and self-reflection. One thing that I want you to do is review your week objectively by watching the movie of your life. So every Sunday morning, you're going to sit there and you're going to watch as if you were a character in a movie. And you're going to go back and you're going to see where you did the right things, where you did the wrong things. What did you struggle with in terms of bad habits? Who did you spend time with? How did you start each morning? Did you spend time with the right people for your right life? Where did you waste time? When did you have a hard time getting to bed on time, and what caused that, and how did you feel the next morning? What were your obstacles and temptations? How can you overcome them? When you watch this movie, and you should actually watch it every day, but if you watch it at least every week, you will start to make improvements, 1%, 10% better every day and every week. You observe, you learn, you plan, prepare, you do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And this also works in your business, right? Hey, we got 10 sales this week. What did we do to get those 10 sales? Where did they come from? If you don't track that information, you're basically playing business like you're just playing darts with a blindfold on. It's not going to be successful. So you use this review to modify your rules for life to make every decision easier, requiring less willpower and giving you the structure you need for more freedom in your life. I want to take a look at a couple of my clients. For example, this guy, Richard, he runs a $750 million, $750 million manufacturing company. We have a coaching call every week. He pays me $25,000 for the year. If you're a high performer and you want to do that, just send an email to craig@godfather.com or go to craigvalentine.com, fill out that application. We can make that happen if you're at that level and you want to go to the next level. He's going to be selling his company for $1 billion, hopefully this year. And he's a machine. He knows himself. He knows that he's going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning like me, that this is the perfect routine for his morning, his workout, his chapel time, etc. He goes and he crushes it. And yet he's still home by 6 o'clock every night for dinner, spend a little bit of time with his wife, who he loves, and spend time with his kids, you know, that he raised and are an important part of his company and well-adjusted and everything. And he just has that, not on autopilot, but man, does he ever have that on the right track? He is going really fast in the right direction. Are you? If you're not, it's because you do not know yourself. He knows what matters. He knows where to draw the line in his life. Another man who knows this, and I got lots of women who know this too. Oprah knows this. Carrie Wilkerson, my friend and mentor, knows this too. It's not just men. It's women as well who know this. But someone who you probably know, Mark Ford, the founder of Early to Rise, he, you know, I'm just bringing him up because I'm rereading Ready, Fire, Aim. He knows himself. He knows himself very well. And he knows that he does the stuff, the hard stuff in the afternoon, and he gives himself the exercise at lunch, and he does his writing and great mental work in the morning. He knows it. He's been teaching it to you for years since he started Early to Rise in 2000. If you're not reading his book, Ready, Fire, Aim, which he wrote under the pen name Michael Masterson, please go and get that. What we want you to do, what Richard is doing, what Mark Ford is doing, what I'm doing, what Carrie Wilkerson is doing, what Oprah is doing, what Sarah Blakely is doing, what Jesse Itzler is doing, what Grant Cardone is doing, what Bedros Koulian is doing. You know, if you read his book, Man Up, on page 54, he tells the story of how I installed discipline into his life, which allowed him to build Fit Body Bootcamp into a $100 million company. We are paying the price of discipline today so you do not suffer the pain of regret tomorrow. You got to do the work, but you can only do the right work when you know what matters to you. If you don't want to have a $100 million company, that's fine. Bedros has made some sacrifices. Maybe you don't want to make the same sacrifices. But you just need to know what rewards you want to earn and then structure your life to achieve it. Now back to Natalia. Again, I work with probably about 40% female entrepreneurs and 60% male entrepreneurs. And Natalia is one of my highest performing female entrepreneurs. She's really high performing because she responds to all the accountability emails that I send out. Plus, she's always on my weekly Zoom coaching calls, which you get access to. And she also does her monthly coaching calls and never misses one with me one-on-one. Now, she is still a little bit overwhelmed because she comes from a world where people are encouraged. And I mean, like, there's a certain part of the female entrepreneur world where people are encouraged to have these really, really long and extensive morning routines, which do not serve them. And I said, okay, you know that's not right. Here's what you need to do. And she came to me because of my no BS approach to life, which is pretty much how I approach life. Definitely. You know, if you're here for kicks and giggles, you're probably not going to get as many jokes as you are from Mark Manson. And that's okay. That's okay, because that would be me being someone else that I'm not. But what I told Natalia to do for her daily structure, because she felt overwhelmed, was this. And I think this is very powerful. I think that even if you don't know yourself, this is going to be a pretty good structure for most people's day. If you're an entrepreneur that doesn't have to be in an office, this is a maker's approach, not really a manager's approach to business. And if you're a maker, that means you're producing content, selling, that sort of stuff. A manager approach is where you're really leading the team. I have another client named Peter Kell, and he's really the manager of his company, of Facebook ads guys and copywriters and that sort of stuff. And the most important thing he can do is manage the team to play at their best level. He's more of a coach, but Natalia is more of a maker. She's creating content, her courses, she writes some of her copy. So the way that we have her schedule is this. She's going to wake up and she's going to do a morning routine, which right now is really extensive. And we're going to give her 60 minutes. And this includes all the, you know, get up and go to the bathroom and all that sort of stuff. And then some meditation, probably some journaling and visualization, because she needs that. She wants that and finds that she has a greater day when she does that. Then we get her into her most important work block of the day. And she knows what that is from the night before. She knows what that is from the night before. That 90-minute work block, for most entrepreneurs, if you can get one 90-minute work block in a day, that's great. If you can get two in, you're going to change the game. You're going to blow your business up. It's going to be amazing. Then we get her into a recharge recovery activity. She's probably what you would call an empath. So, you know, a lot of people's feelings really can affect her moods and stuff like that. So she needs a bit more recharge and recovery activity than maybe I might or you might, which is totally fine. Totally fine. We're building it around knowing her. Then we get into communication with her team. So she's won the day, right? She's done her morning routine and her work block. She's done the most important stuff. She's already won. We're going to get some exercise at lunchtime. So that's the only other thing that we put in there in terms of doing that all of us need. You know, we need a morning routine. We need an important work block, and we need at least an exercise break of 30 minutes. But we get her into communication with her team, email, and social media. It's almost like a reward for what she's done so hard. She gets an hour long there. Then she gets a refocus activity or break for 15 to 30 minutes, because we're going to give her another work block of 60 minutes. Then she gets a huge break for exercise and lunch. And then she does communication and teach block. So she records content. She does email and social media again, any connection with her team. And then she wraps up the day and prepares for tomorrow using what I teach in the Perfect Day formula. She has the kit, she has the journals, she has the scripting pads, she has everything she needs to go through the brain dump, the to-do list, and the process planning so that she crushes that most important work block the next day. And then the rest of the day is hers and it's yours. So how do you feel about this? Is it too much? Not enough downtime? Not enough communication time? Is it going to foster results about what matters to you? Someone could build easily a $20 million business on that schedule, definitely a $1 million business. So if you're just at that $100,000 level and you want a $1 million business, that schedule right there is going to be a game changer for you as well. So I want to know how you feel about that. I want to know what you feel about this podcast too. But I want to reiterate the message I talked about before. We are where we are in life because of our choices, and there are only two options: accept it and change it, but don't complain about it. If you accept it, if you accept where you are, go, great, I'm just gonna, you know, either coast, or I'm pretty happy where I am right now in life, and, you know, I'm working on what really matters, perfect, great. If you're not happy, you gotta change it, because you're probably not gonna accept being unhappy for the rest of your life, but you can't complain. Put that energy into change. Use that frustration to fuel your fire to go faster, and not let it feed into failure. Because No matter where you are, everyone's going to have tough days, but you're never going to quit and give up on what's important to you. And when you know what matters, and when you know yourself, you will be able to build the ultimate operating system that will help you have all the money, all the meaning, all the family, all the fitness, all the faith time that you want, because you have built the perfect system for your perfect life. And that's it, my friend. Let me know if you agree. If you are like, hey, Craig, you left something out, you're missing something, what about this, what about that? Please let me know. Let me know if you like these solo rants. Let me know if you like it when I interview some of my success stories. Send me an Instagram direct message at RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. Head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review and ranking. We absolutely appreciate it. We want to hear what you want to hear next, okay? So send me your suggestions, because life is too short not to go after what you want, whether that's in your business, in your personal life, in your fitness, or about getting the right podcast episodes for you. And finally, if you are like my clients, Jewel Marion, Bedros Koulian, Natalia, Richard, all of these people who work with me and have gotten to the next level and you want to go to the next level too, then here's exactly what to do next. You're going to go to craigvalentine.com, contact me there, and we will give you the next steps to get to the next level in life. Talk to you soon.